Let us get on to sports here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio. And I tell you, I don't like to stay up and watch nighttime TV. But once again, Peyton and Eli Manning were back on ESPN, the second ESPN channel, with their live broadcast during the Monday night football game between the Saints and the Seahawks. And the Saints came away with a win. Once again, they had heavy rain and heavy wind, kind of like what was in San Francisco on Sunday. And a lot of mistakes by the Seahawks. The field goal kicker for the Saints kicked a 33-yard field goal with about 2 minutes remaining. It was, his NFL debut. And they got away, the Saints, with a 13-10 victory. And to kick a 33-yard field goal in that condition for your first NFL field goal, wow. Big win for the Saints, though. Big, big win for the Saints. Now, on to Peyton and Eli. I'm sorry, there's no better way to watch football than to watch those two. I only watched the first half. Their first guest was Marshawn Lynch, and the second guest was Tom Brady. We'll start off with Tom Brady. He was so great. He was very humble and very, very funny. And he took a dig at defensive players, a humorous dig, saying that defense players are kind of like a dog chasing a car. And he tried to explain the difference between defense and offense. And he also had a lot of interplay. One of his best quotes when he was talking about, "I always enjoyed playing against you Manning brothers, Peyton and Eli. Of course, I enjoyed playing against Eli a little less than I enjoyed playing against Peyton." Of course, that's because Eli Manning led the Giants to those two Super Bowl victories over the New England Patriots. But Tom Brady was a lot of fun to watch. And I'll tell you, you know, watching a game like that, hearing their insights to the what was going on in the field, they're explaining going on, and also the other talk, it's enjoyable. It's fun. Now, Marshawn Lynch, he had quite a night. He was the first one up in the guest series, and he was dropping expletives deleted during the broadcast, which was unbelievable. He was giving his opinion and analysis on his former team's game against the New Orleans Saints, and after he left and they came back to do the second quarter, Peyton had to get on and say, you know, we apologize for the expletive deletives. He had three of them during his time that he was on the air. And it was amazing. And by the way, the fans loved it. Here's some Twitter comments. Marshawn Lynch just logged on national television with a sideways camera while eating a snack and said, "What's up, big dogs?" and then told them to take three shots of Hennessy before the game. And he also had a few expletive deletions like, "What the bleep?" They asked him if he had a drink before coming on the Manning cast. "I have a three-shot minimum today, so I'm feeling real good. I took one for me, took one for Peyton, and I took one for little brother Eli. I'm just looking out." I'll tell you what, the fans loved it. It's a fun way to watch the game. Yes, for people that got offended with some of the language, yeah. But I'm telling you, once you watch this and you hear the insights that the football players have, the fun they have, and also watch the game, there is just no better way. I'm sorry. There is just no better way that I have found now to watch NFL football. I watch the Red Zone quite a bit now, but they might hire these guys to do this for a full season, because I'll tell you what, I bet you they end up getting better ratings than the other telecast. Well, anyway, and the other telecast, by the way, on ESPN is good for Monday Night Football. We'll get away from football right now and go on to the World Series. And tonight is game number one. The Braves take on the Astros. Game time says 8:09, but more than likely, that game's not going to start till like 8:15 or 8:20. hopefully it'll be a good World Series watch and enjoy. A 7-game World Series, that would be nice. But we'll have to see what happens. Let's go over to the NFL here and take a look at the standings, because it's a crazy year in the NFL. In the NFC West, the Cardinals are 7-0. They're in first place. The Rams are 6-1. The 49ers are now 2-4, and the Seahawks are 2-5. In the NFC North, the Packers lead with a 6-1 record. Minnesota is 3-3. The Bears are 3-4. Detroit is 0-7. Now, in the NFC South, the Buccaneers are 6-1. The Saints are 4-2. The Falcons are 3-3. And the Carolina Panthers are 3-4. In the NFC East, the Cowboys will, if it keeps going like this, run away with this division and hide. They're 5-1. The Washington football is 2-5. Philadelphia is 2-5. And the Giants are 2-5. So we have three teams tied for second place and one team in the first place. In the American Football Conference in the South, Tennessee, a 5-2 record. Indianapolis, 3-4. Jacksonville, 1-5. And Houston, 1-6. In the AFC East, the Bills are 4-2. The Patriots are 3-4. The Jets are 1-5. And the Dolphins are 1-6. Out West, the Raiders are 5-2. The Chargers are 4-2. The Chiefs are 3-4. And Denver is 3-4. And in the AFC North, the Bengals are in first place, 5-2, by reason because they beat Baltimore, 5-2, the Ravens are. Cleveland is 4-3, and Pittsburgh is 3-3. So that division basically is up to grabs. But everybody else, oh my goodness. All right, let's move on to the NBA. In games that took place last night, the Wizards got their first loss of the season, the Nets beat them 104-90. I think they were the only team that was in action yesterday. Coming up today, the 76ers take on the Knicks at 7:30. And coming up tomorrow, the Nets and Heat will tangle. And the Celtics will take on the Wizards. That is tomorrow. And going over to the National Hockey League, seeing if we had any local teams playing. Well, the Buffalo Sabres are from New York, so we'll talk about them. They defeated the Lightning 5-1 last night. Taking a look to see if there were any other games that were played yesterday by local teams. I don't see any that were on the schedule from yesterday. Coming up today in the National Hockey League, once again, no local teams playing. Tomorrow, the Bruins will take on the Panthers. And then on Thursday, the Bruins take on the Hurricanes. And let's see what else. That's it. So no New York teams are playing in the National Hockey League for the next several days. That is our check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.